This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 18th day of March 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. We have a very predictable outcome with Putin scoring a landslide victory in the election in Russia, but a very disturbing report, too, here about what's actually taking place now. Listen to this. A report about emergency deployment, NATO in full nuclear drills, and more.
Breaking news, this is your World War III update. I have some special intelligence to report from a source that is exceptionally well-connected with high-ranking officials in the U.S. Department of Defense, as well as elements of U.S. Strategic Command. Now, before I go into details of disclosing that crucial information that I assure you you're not going to hear anywhere else, let's quickly go over the headlines today. Now, many of you probably have already heard that Vladimir Putin indeed has been reelected as president of Russia. No surprise there. Throughout the course of the Russian election in the last 72 hours, NATO and its Ukrainian proxies attempted to undermine and disrupt the Russian election. Of course, they failed miserably. They flew dozens of drones deep inside of Russian territory, successfully striking numerous oil and gas facilities, likely causing the price of oil to spike. However, it did not change the outcome. In fact, like most of NATO and Ukraine's harebrained schemes as of late, it backfired miserably. Vladimir Putin secured 88% of the vote. Now, was it a legitimate election? Was it a sham election? I really don't think it matters at this point. He's now secured another six-year tenure as president of his country, and his tone has changed on a dime. As expected, the gloves have now come off. We are going to see a different Vladimir Putin from this point forward. He went from a tone that was very diplomatic and conciliatory to one that is far more assertive and almost antagonistic in terms of some of the things that he was saying. Now, openly saying that World War III is a possibility, that if NATO enters Ukraine, Russia is going to enter into a war with NATO. However, in the same breath, he said that NATO was already in Ukraine. What that means is that Russia is already at war with NATO. Now, for those of us who've been in the know for a while, we know that that is the de facto reality on the ground. But to hear him say it with so much conviction and no longer inhibited by this statement-like persona that he had to exhibit over the last few months in particular, I think we're going to see a different type of war being prosecuted from this point forward. And this is probably why people like Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, and the defense minister, Grant Shapps of the UK, have postponed their trips to Ukraine. Suddenly, not a lot of visits from EU leaders into Ukraine. Now, is this because the Ukrainian government is collapsing? Is this a due with the fact that they're seeing all of these delays in resupply, in ammunition, and they're not getting the funding that they need? Possibly. One of two things is true. Either the Ukrainian government is indeed collapsing, or they finally took a page out of the art of war and are feigning weakness in an attempt to bait the Russians to doing some sort of big arrow attack that, of course, they are going to completely stop in its tracks. That's a possibility because
I don't believe for a second they're merely baiting. I do believe Putin won overwhelming re-election. If you had a leader like Putin, would you not vote for him as well? Meanwhile, we have a report where someone claiming to be Stalin's great-grandson is telling us Putin is actually dead and that they're using body doubles, and they have been for years. Count me a skeptic. It is true that a leader has frequently used body doubles for security. Trump has a body double, for example. But it's not a form of deception such as we have with Joe Biden in the White House, who has a different shape and size of skull, different color eyes, different handwriting. Totally fraudulent, where it's increasingly obvious that Obama behind the scenes is pulling the puppet strings, but where you can just as well understand, interpret George Soros as our domestic president and EBNet, Yahoo, are poor, and then you get an idea why everything is falling out the way it has been falling out. There is a story about oil executives of an oil company linked to Putin being found dead the fifth in a row. I've yet to make heads or tails out of it. President Macron, who's got his own problems, of course, says Europe must be ready if Russia wins, but I can't see any enthusiasm for going along with it. The great unknown about U.S. weapons deluge in Ukraine is, where have all the weapons gone? I mean, it's outrageous. The military isn't properly tracking what happens to billions worth of weapons being sent to Ukraine, even though a country has a history of illicit arms diversion. It is the most corrupt nation in the world. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has approved of a plan for the Rafah ground invasion, which could be a mass slaughter. We know about 1.5 million Palestinians are crammed into the city. UNICEF has reported Israel has killed over 13,000 children in Ukraine. Now, what's curious is the Democrats are taking a different tack. You have Kamala Harris pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza. Kamala, of course, is working off of a script. My interpretation is that the Democrats are being so savage, they're being so punished. The public is turning so heavily against their support for the genocide in Israel that they have had to call a stop. We even have had Chuck Schumer, of all people, who's, of course, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, saying that Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace in the region. I would hardly believe this if it were not the case. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday called on Israel to hold new elections, saying he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace in the region amid a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the United States, strongly criticized Netanyahu in a 40-minute speech Thursday morning on the Senate floor. Schumer said the prime minister has put himself in a coalition of far-right extremists, and as a result, he's been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah, Schumer said, but then neither can the United States. And the Biden admin is going down in flames over this, I have no doubt. We even have Schumer confirming a U.S. attempt at the assassination of Bibi Netanyahu. That's not going to endear him. Very, very strange. U.S., and this is, in my opinion, frankly absurd, considering giving Israel more military aid as leverage. Recent media reports have said their discussions within the Biden admin condition military aid to Israel if it invades Rafah as a way to reduce civilian casualties. The assumption is the U.S. can threaten to cut off or reduce the weapon supply, but according to a report, the U.S. might do the opposite. The report cited U.S. officials that the U.S. has made a decision on leveraging military aid and that it's possible additional aid, not less, would be offered as an incentive. Think about the absurdity. All you have to do is cut off the aid and you cut off the slaughter of civilians. That's all it takes. But instead, the U.S. is considering more aid. Meanwhile, a very interesting piece that has appeared on Reader Supported News, which is a left-wing site, suggests the earthquake that could shatter Netanyahu's coalition. It turns out that within Israel, there's been a long-standing policy that the ultra-Orthodox don't serve in the armed forces. But it's getting harder than ever to justify. Since Israel was founded in 1948, it's fielded a citizens' army with mandatory Jewish conscription, with one notable exception, ultra-Orthodox students do not serve. That was then. Today, they Haredi community, another name for this same group, numbers some 1.2 million. At the time it was founded, it was a very small number, but now it's more than 13% of Israel's total population. The fact that there's a carve-out here for the Haredi not serving has rankled Israel's secular citizens. It's becoming a real problem. And if there's an effort to force them to serve, they could fall out of Netanyahu's coalition, cause the government to collapse, and he would be out of office because the overwhelming majority of Jews in Israel do not support the ongoing slaughter. They believe Netanyahu has put the nation at risk. There's a story about Richard Nixon, the Nixon you don't know, on Sohn Zone. Actually, this is Roger Stone talking about it, Stone Zone, about how Richard Nixon delayed the withdrawal from Vietnam for 6 years.
Only to be brought low by Watergate. Unfortunately, because of Watergate, many of his greatest accomplishments have been buried in the ashes of history. The Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement with the Russians, opening the door to China at a time that China was a dirt poor, backwards, technology-free agrarian society. There was no way for Richard Nixon to see that 30 years later, the Bushes and the Clintons would give Clinton most favored nation trading status, which is what made them China. The danger they are to America today.
Well, I'm a big fan of Roger Stone myself. And I think what's crucial here about what he's explaining is that Nixon dragged out an honorable peace in Vietnam. Is Biden going to try to drag out what's going on in Ukraine or what's going on in Gaza to the extent that so many people are slaughtered in the meanwhile? Very, very bad. Remember, in all those years of our Vietnam involvement, we lost a total of 50,000 troops. That was like over a dozen years, 50,000. The Ukrainians in 2 years have lost 500,000. It's unsustainable. Meanwhile, their efforts to force TikTok to divest from China, and yet TikTok is only being subjected to this harassment, not because of China, but because it's a free speech platform and there's a vast amount of criticism of Israel. They can't tolerate that. Here we have the Epoch Times reporting. Lawmakers are sparring over a new bill which could ban TikTok in the U.S. The House passed a Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act at 352-65 vote on March 13th. But the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. It might as well be protecting Israel from criticism at home and abroad application act, because that's what's really going on. TikTok has been open and savage against Israel for the ongoing slaughter of the Palestinians. The bill would grant the president sweeping authority to force the sale of foreign social media to American tech corporations. In this case, they want to give it to a Jewish premises. Moochin is supposed to take control. Here's a piece about the real reason they want to ban TikTok. And here you have...
Please chip in just $5 to my father's...
The majority of House Republicans, amazingly, just aligned with the Biden administration on one of its top priorities to ban the social media app TikTok. This amounts to the most far-reaching act of censorship in the history of the United States. It's an attack on the right of American citizens to receive their information from any source they choose. Most of us believe that was a fundamental right. But of course, almost no one in Washington will admit that that's happening. That's not at all what's going on, they tell us. No. Instead, they're framing what's very obviously censorship as an act of self-defense against a foreign adversary. And if that sounds familiar, it should be. It's the same rationale they used to spy on Donald Trump, among other things, once they designated him a tool of Russia. And as always, they're doing all of this in the bluntest, least restraining terms, because it's your fault, actually. Quote, voting against the bill is a vote for the Chinese Communist Party, proclaimed neocon Congressman Dan Crenshaw, the Nikki Haley of Texas. Quote, the opponents of this bill aren't defending free speech. They're defending Chinese access to American data and American minds. Not a good look. You're a bad American if you don't agree with me, says Dan Crenshaw. And the rest of the liars said similar things. And maybe some of them believed it. That is possible, given the median IQ in the Congress. But just for a moment, let's consider their argument rationally. Let's just assess it for a moment. The federal government very much wants to protect us and our children from China. That's what they're telling us. Now, let's assume for a moment that that's true. And let's further assume that the Chinese government is, in fact, a greater threat to our happiness and well-being than our own government is. That's a stretch if you think about it. In fact, it's totally unsupported by evidence of any kind. But for the sake of argument, let's just stipulate that that is, in fact, true. So if you were in charge, how would you go about protecting the United States from China? Let's see. The first thing you would do is prevent the CCP from buying American farmland and controlling our food supply. That way, the Chinese government, the government they claim is our greatest enemy, would not have the power to starve our population to death. That would be key. You'd get right on that. Of course, you'd also want to make sure that the CCP had zero control over our water or energy or communications infrastructure, basic elemental things, things you couldn't live without. You wouldn't want the Chinese anywhere near those things. You would not allow it. Those would be the first priorities on your list. And then you would make certain that the Chinese didn't control your economy. You would not, for example, export your entire industrial base to China, simultaneously making them rich and you poor. You would not do that. Nor would you allow them to hold a meaningful portion of your debt. That would be reckless as hell. You wouldn't allow the Communist Party of China to send billions to your most prestigious universities, thereby gaining control of the minds of the next generation of your leaders. And needless to say, you would not allow Chinese citizens by the tens of thousands to invade your country over your southern border. That would be insane. You would furthermore keep Chinese citizens out of medical, scientific, and R&D facilities. You definitely would not fund their bio labs or cover up for them when they unleashed killer viruses on the world. No, you wouldn't. Why would you do that? And then on questions of foreign policy, you would not spend a ton of time worrying about Taiwan. It's far away. And honestly, who cares? No. Because you don't have all the money in the world or all the time in the world, you would narrow down your priorities. And you would spend your energy and military might on your own hemisphere, where you and your population actually live. The people you want to protect, they live in the Western Hemisphere. So you would not allow the Chinese government to colonize pretty much every country in the Americas, including Canada and Mexico. No. And you certainly wouldn't let the Chinese, of all people, build the infrastructure in places that you directly control, like the supposedly American Virgin Islands, where the roads are paid for by China. That would be crazy and humiliating and very easy to stop. You wouldn't have to put up with that, so you wouldn't put up with it, not for a second. And just to make sure that China understood you were doing all you could to protect your own people, because that was really your goal, because being Dan Crenshaw, you really care about your own people and your own country. Because of that, you would immediately shoot down any spy balloon from China that floated over Montana. Obviously, that's some of what you would do. And yet, somehow, the U.S. government, even Dan Crenshaw, who really cares about your children, protecting them from China, has done none of that and has no plans to do any of that ever. So China still... Thanks, Anna.
Stand by. We'll be right back.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shiro Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shiro Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Elon Musk says America is doomed without a red wave this November. I certainly think he's got it right. There's no possible way to let the Biden administration continue in office. Musk tweets, there's either a red wave this November or America is doomed. Imagine 4 more years of this getting worse. Meanwhile, Trump has blazed through the primaries like a bald eagle. GOP domination ahead becomes a question. Patriotic Americans, pull out your red, white, and blue hats because it's a great day for the GOP. Former President Trump is on fire, blazing through the primary season like a bald eagle through a firewalks to play. In today's contest, Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, Washington, GOP only. Trump is showing everyone why he's a true leader of the Republican Party. These all being primaries recently conducted where, like all the others, with a solitary exception, Trump has prevailed. Meanwhile, we have Eb Carrion claiming, take a chill, my fellow American. Your president isn't cognitively impaired. You think this is a joke. Our 81-year-old commander-in-chief was in fine form. His speech, which lasts a little over an hour, was many things, a serious accounting of the country's status at home and in the world, a blueprint for a second Biden admin in a campaign speech that included repeated verbal jousting with Republican hijackers. But anyone who thinks he's not cognitively impaired really hasn't been paying attention. Meanwhile, we have a 6-word response to the suggestion that she be invited to serve as Trump's vice president. Unlike most politicians, like to pretend they're not interested in the job, but would really throw their own mother on a train track to get it, Tulsi Gabbard answered honestly, said she would accept a position if that were how she could best serve her country. I would be open to that. Gabbard answered, my mission is to serve our country. I want to be in a position to solve problems. I'll just say, if this pans out, I may have been the very first to suggest that Trump was going to run with Tulsi. I still believe that to be the case and see no indication to the contrary. Meanwhile, and this is wonderful, a judge just defeated Joe Biden, a massive defeat over the border wall. His lawlessness has been astonishing. Federal Judge Drew Tipton issued a preliminary injunction stopping President Joe Biden from diverting money away from border wall construction that Congress appropriated back in 2019. The government and all its respective officers, agents, service employees, attorneys, and other persons who are in active concert or participation with them are hereby enjoined and restrained from implementing the July 9, 2022 amended plan to the extent that its obligations are not authorized under subsection 209A1 and section 210 as laid out in this order. The government is prohibited from obligating funds under these subsections toward migration and remediation efforts, repair of existing barriers, so-called system attribute installation in existing sites, or other similar purposes. Biden halted border war construction upon taking office in 2021 to signal to illegals that it was the time now to come to the United States. Texas and Missouri sued to stop him from illegally diverting the funds. And the judge, in this case, Tipton, has upheld the rule of law. Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton said, Biden acted completely improperly by refusing to spend the money Congress appropriated for border wall construction, even attempting to redirect those funds. His action demonstrated his desperation for open borders at any cost, but Texas has prevailed. A recent Gallup poll found the American people listing immigration as the biggest issue facing the country, and they're all upset by the Biden policies. Fascinating. Here we have more game-changing shift. Democrats bleed support. John Byrne Murdoch, chief data reporter and writer for the Financial Times, has been analyzing statistics around the 2024 vote and has come to some shocking findings. The tendency of Black and Hispanic vote to lean more Republican has been well established for years. However, Democrats are in terrible shape. As their percentage, though, white vote declines and GOP's popularity among minorities rises. Additionally, Byrne Murdoch noted that identity politics is becoming less effective in elections, which further undermines and limits Democrat chances of winning. Times Financial, in a New York Times survey conducted last week, President Biden was beating Donald Trump by barely 56 to 44 among non-white Americans, a demographic he won by over 50 points during their 2020 presidential contest. With voters of color, the Democrats are currently losing ground more quickly than with any other group.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Being willfully blind to vaccine injuries and death at this point in time, I think Dr. McCulloch, whom I regard as an American hero, to be absolutely spot on. Our two American major presidential candidates are the same on this issue. They are completely willfully blind to what's happened to Americans. They're focused on other issues outside the health, the welfare, and actual survival of their own people. The same is true worldwide. He's got it right. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats want Kamala Harris to be replaced. Guess who they're thinking about? Late last week, HBO's Real Time presenter Bill Maher commented that President Biden select former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley as his running partner instead of VP Kamala Harris. Maher recommended Haley for a partnership with Biden, stating he does not think she has a future in the Republican Party. A unity ticket is my fantasy. I know it's insane to believe that Hillary might run with Biden, and then he would most likely prevail. I think that's very naive. Bill Maher is very limited, in my opinion, in imagination. But getting rid of Nikki Haley, of Kamala, 100%. Meanwhile, Ben Garrison has a brilliant cartoon about the backstabbers. You know, in relation to the Ides of March, remember how all the Roman senators stabbed Julius Caesar, what, 33 times? He's got a lineup of those, beginning with Pence, with Barr, with General Kelly, with Graham, with McConnell. One after another, waiting to stab Donald Trump in the back. Absolutely right. Meanwhile, we have a shock ruling where, you know, this is a commenting on what happened with Judge McAfee giving his split division. It's like a Solomonic. He's going to cut the baby in two. I mean, how can he dump the prosecutor without dumping Fannie Willis? Judge gives Fannie Willis a pass. Turns out he and his wife donated to her campaign. I'm rather shocked by this. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee allowed corrupt DA Fannie Willis to remain as lead prosecutor in the Trump election interference case. But McAfee's history proves this was planned all along. Willis hired her secret lover, Nathan Wade, to work as a prosecutor, paying him roughly $600,000 in taxpayer money, despite being seriously underqualified, which he benefited from through various luxurious vacation paid for by those funds. The DA repeatedly lied under oath about the relationship and how long it had been going on, but McAfee gave the Democrat a free pass. McAfee said he did find the appearance of impropriety, but no disqualification of a constitutional officer necessary when a less drastic and sufficiently remedial option is available. He went on to state, again, the prosecution cannot continue until one of two options has been selected. Willis and her entire office can set aside her, she has to fire her lover, Nathan Wade. Turns out, he and his wife were contributors to Fannie Willis' campaign. How bad is that? Here we have Jeffrey Toobin on CNN saying, the Fannie Willis case is going nowhere fast. Trial will be conducted during the presidency of Malia Obama. I think that's a wonderful comment. Meanwhile, the Trump classified document case appears to be in deep, deep trouble in Florida. Get this. The week of March 11th was extremely consequential in terms of the 2024 election. An important story that got buried was a hearing that took place in federal court in Florida, where Judge Eileen Cannon, who appears to me to be the only responsible jurist involved in any of these cases, held a hearing to discuss President Trump's motion to dismiss classified documents case against him on the grounds of the vagueness of the Espionage Act and Trump protection under the Presidential Records Act. She denied those motions, but signaled very strongly she could dismiss the entire case based on selective prosecution of Trump. Bear in mind, we had Robert Hur testifying that while Biden had violated all these laws, taken documents he wasn't entitled to have, that he wasn't going to prosecute because he thought he was kind of a kindly old man with a bad memory. But bear in mind how grotesque is what happened with Biden versus Trump. Trump, as president, had declassification authority. Biden, as vice president, did not. Trump had a secure vault approved by the National Archives and by the FBI. Joe Biden did not. They were in cardboard boxes distributed all over his house. Trump actually had the authority to have these documents and had a standing order. A document he took from the office was automatically declassified. Biden did not. It's clear cut. The cases are completely different, and that Biden was grossly guilty and ought to have been prosecuted. The judge would be acting perfectly appropriately if she were to dismiss this case against Trump on the ground of selective prosecution. Meanwhile, the Epoch Times report Jack Smith gets the worst possible outcome after a recent ruling. Former official. Several former U.S. official warned special counsel Jack Smith appears to be struggling in his documents case. Several officials have warned that even after the federal judge in the case denied an attempt to dismiss the charges against a former president, just as I have observed, she issued an order that denied Trump's motion to dismiss. But while she noted his attorneys raised questions that warrant consideration, she said their arguments related to the Espionage Act should be made in connection with jury instruction briefing. Andrew Weissman, a former U.S. attorney working on special counsel Robert Mueller's team, said on MSNBC the judge's ruling not to dismiss was the worst possible outcome for the government and Mr. Smith, because he argued If the judge had agreed to dismiss the case, it could have been appealed to an appellate court in the meantime. After leaving the special counsel team, Weissman has become an anti-Trump commentator on MSNBC and other networks, give his opinion on legal matters, often related to the former president. And he thinks this is the worst possible outcome. Meanwhile, Trump is hit with an unbelievable attack by the deep state. Guess what? All else having failed, they want to bring back Russiagate. The claim Trump was colluding with Russia in his election in 2016, than which nothing could be further from the truth. How absurd is that? I even published a bold book about it, exposing the Russia hoax. Ridiculous. Meanwhile, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch has boasted if Trump can be prosecuted, Obama must be prosecuted. I'm quite a fan of this guy. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Victim of a vicious, seditious conspiracy by Obama, Hillary, their cronies in the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA, etc. And of course, Joe knew as well. They all knew that there was no good faith-based reason to investigate him. The Russia hoax was made up by Hillary to keep herself out of jail. Durham put a lot of good information out there, including information already uncovered by Judicial Watch's heavy lifting into this worst government corruption.
Yes, 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 yes. Excellent, Tom Fitton.
American history. On the other hand, the Durham investigation is a big fail in terms of prosecutions. Only three prosecutions, two of which failed, one of which was a slap on the wrist. Never so much government corruption faced so little government accountability at the highest.
Excellent, excellent. I'm a fan of him. 3 years later, the CDC refuses to answer to disinformation on COVID vaccine and the other ailments that have appeared regarding natural immunity. This is Cheryl Atkinson, an update on the continuing saga with the CDC intentionally putting out false information about COVID vaccine and natural immunity and then refusing to correct it. You may recall the CDC and its top vaccine advisors wrongly claimed the original COVID vax studied by Moderna Pfizer showed there was a benefit of people getting vaccinated even if they'd already had COVID. That was untrue. And the disinformation stood to put people in needless jeopardy from side effects from COVID vaccine with no potentially benefit. Additionally, CDC's false information motivated people to get COVID vax when there was a limited supply and they already had natural immunity, exacerbating shortages at the time. But it's actually worse than that. They have actually released records in my story tomorrow, all of which were blank. These are the studies by Pfizer and Moderna. They've released them, every page, every word of which has been deleted. Unbelievable.
Right now.
Meanwhile, we got a new bill for anyone who speaks out about fossil fuels.
To solve the climate problem.
This is Dan Dixie reporting for Press for Truth. And did you know that in just a couple of weeks from now, on April 1st, gas prices are going to be skyrocketing in Canada because of Justin Trudeau's carbon tax increase? Their idea is that by putting a price on pollution, this will essentially cause fewer people to purchase fossil fuels, and that'll eventually drive down emissions. So when Canadians can barely afford their rent and can hardly even pay for food, the government wants you to bear the burden of so-called man-made climate change.
Well, that's a different take, but it has the same point. Meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron finally addresses rumors his wife was born a man. Would you believe? Here's a tweet from Ole London. President Emmanuel Macron fell in love with his now wife, Bridget, when she worked as his teacher when she was 40 and he was just 15. She was 40 and he was just 15. Here's a piece from TikTok.
Do you know know the story of President Macron and his wife? Macron was just 15 when he fell for Brigitte Ozier, a 40-year-old married woman whose daughter Laurence was his classmate at school. She gradually fell under his spell, and the affair caused a scandal in the provincial city they both lived in. Macron's parents, both doctors, sent him to board in Paris for his sixth form studies, but he continued to pursue her. My head was in a mess, Bridget said. At the moment of my father's death, I was taken over by a hurricane inside me. For me, such a young boy was crippling. Emmanuel had to leave for Paris. I told myself he would fall in love with someone his own age. It didn't happen. She gave up teaching drama at the class where she met Macron. The only obstacle was my children, Bridget said. I took my time so I would not wreck their lives. That lasted 10 years, the time to put them on the rails. You can imagine what they were hearing. But I didn't want to miss out on my life. She divorced her estranged husband in 2006 and married Macron in 2007 when he was a young civil servant. Her son is now 48, 3 years older than President Macron, and her daughters are 46 and 39.
That's another reason they're not happy with TikTok. You can get it all there. Meanwhile, where is Kate? This is very curious. The Princess of Wales seemed to have disappeared.
I'm not a royalist. Anyone who knows me knows that. I've never been. I would turn this fair land into a republic tomorrow if I had the power to do so. But I have one question. Where is Kate? Yes, where is she? You don't have to be conspiratorially minded to realise that 1 week on from the outrageously faked photo of Kate, it is evident that some kind of cover-up is taking place. Something has happened. The fact is, the Kate thing is weird at this stage. Where is she? Have they done something with her? Why is the royal household faking pictures of her and then being forced to admit it because the Photoshop seemed deliberately bad? It's not like they don't have some precedent in these matters. The male royals have a long history of problems with the females they bring into the royal household, and it is not uncommon for these women to be cast aside, to experience abandonment, trauma, and even death. What about the Queen's cousins? Remember them? They were shunted away in a home because they had learning disabilities, shunned from society because they made the royal family look less than perfect. And what about Diana's somewhat prophetic letter a year before she died? Do you remember that? She actually wrote, "My husband is planning an accident in my car, brake failure or serious head injury in order to make the path clear for him to marry Tiggy," who was Harry and William's nanny at the time. And Diane further went on to state that Camilla was nothing but a decoy, a bit like Bridget Macron then. I joke. But that would...
Very damn strange. I've always thought Kate Middleton was a smash. William had definitely married up. I thought she was adding a touch of class to the royal family. Meanwhile, get this. The ADL actually put Fred Lochter on its hit list. Fred actually spoke at my last Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference. It was he who, during a trial in Canada in 1988, provided the Lochter report from having visited all the camps in Germany and discovering there was nothing there that could possibly have served as a gas chamber. So, what do we got here?
The lengths that the Jews went.
I was locked up 24 hours a day because I was technically a PC, but I was in solitary confinement. Okay, the only time I was allowed out was when I had to go see my lawyer or had to go to the doctor. Okay, and now they should have had somebody with me guarding me. They didn't. They just let me walk through the yard with all with the main population, and I had to fend for myself. Oh. I was allowed to take, in 3 months, I was allowed to take one shower, do you believe that? Because I complained I wanted a shower. They sent two skinheads down with me to make sure that nobody interfered with me when I took the shower. We wouldn't believe the security at that place. It was ridiculous. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I got Jews that were in a convicted section. I was in the wing of the non-convicted. They came out. I don't know where they get the keys, but they came out of the convicted section and they were pounding on my door, threatening to kill me. Oh, yeah, they knew who I was, yes. Yeah, and that's why I didn't go back, because the Jewish mafia had a contract on me. They would have killed me if I gone back to face the charges. And the attorney said to me, "I want you to know that this call never occurred, and I will deny it if somebody questions me on it." He said, "But so-and-so wants me to tell you, do not return to Weinheim." He said, "The minute you left, The district attorney came back, and they revoked my judgment.
Be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
I've added two additional links, one to Germar Rudolph, who was a student earning a PhD in chemistry when he became diverted by research and discovered that Zyklon B, which was supposed to have been used in the gas chambers, interacting with the iron in the wall would turn the walls of a chamber where it was used blue. And he went to the various camps and found the only blue walls were for the delousing chambers, just as Nick Kollerstam has explained in his book, Breaking the Spell. And then I've added the official World War II narrative, historical factor, mass illusion, to substantiate why I say if you've done the research, You're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. Check it out and decide for yourself. Meanwhile, there's a Saturday Night Live sketch about Amazon Echo. I think, you know, satirizing the Gemini that's turning everyone black when you look up into the historical figures.
We had some reservations.
We got to skip past, of course.
Facility like this. So we kind of.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. On this!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra. What is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did you get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what some boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing, huh?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pivot to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
But then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a 5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a 5 and a 1 on it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Very nice. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.